she just.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
We live out here. Jasmine's bitching about her microphone.
Wow.
Wow. Not ready with the shit.
Wow. I miss my bitches, and we've been sipping on some Sirs Up a little bit.
I don't drink.
What?
Sirs Up. Y'all know what Sirs Up is?
No. I drink water.
Me neither.
And protein shakes.
Bitch.
I drink sperm.
Sounds disgusting.
I do.
I don't drink sperm.
There is like five calories.
You can pay for it.
You can.
To drink sperm. There are 5 calories in every teaspoon of sperm.
I thought it was more than that.
Hey, did you know it's good for your heart? Remember we Googled that shit?
Yeah, it's good for your heart, your hair, and your skin.
It's good for a man to ejaculate 21 times a month at minimum.
I had to jerk off at least 6 times a day.
Look at y'all.
Y'all?
Now, are y'all ahead or behind the curve?
Let me rephrase that. For people with prostates to ejaculate.
There you go.
Oh, okay. That's
still
very
not
inclusive.
Me, bitches.
I don't have one. Yeah. Well, they have like sperm restaurants and shit. Like, I've seen like people make drinks like mojitos with sperm and shit like that.
I'm not doing all that. Did y'all hear about that lady? Like, when they had like nutting and humming chicken, she got herpes.
See?
Yeah.
Look at
her. You never heard of it before? I mean, one of the rallies had to be shut down for a little bit.
That way, rallies?
No, it wasn't McDonald's. Oh,
I thought you had told me about the story because the girl, she was like, you know, I tasted it, you know, like from Happy Time with my husband, I knew what that tastes like. And, like, because she was tasting, like, the nut on the damn chicken. And,
but our nut don't taste the same.
It don't. But it all has the same characteristics.
Hold on. Rewind it back. Who came in what sandwich?
One of the employees
was mad.
Instead of spitting in the drink. It wasn't just one. It was like 3 or 5 of the male employees like nutted on her sandwich.
Like, that was the mayonnaise. You know how you get mayonnaise, lettuce, chicken?
On a McChicken, yum.
Are they like under the jail? Like,
she did sue. I don't know if she won, but she did sue.
I mean, she won.
She had to win.
I feel like she had to win, but you know,
who can get away with
the way
that shit?
It's trifling.
Yeah.
And she got oral herpes. You know, like, everybody got CS shit. That's
right, right. Damn.
That's
disrespectful.
And she didn't even, for a dollar cent, like, I don't know.
It is.
For a dollar cent, that you had to pay for us.
Facts. She paid for herpes.
Oh. Are you fucking kidding me?
I would have dropped that McDonald's up. Y'all got me.
I would have burnt that bitch down.
I would have cut his penis off. All of them.
All of their dicks.
But it's
dick
like you,
sandwich.
By the time that you even realize it, they don't even work there no more.
Right, they probably took off on the plug.
Well, they have,
fuckers.
Nah, I'll be eating my McDonald's in the parking lot, so I know.
Me too.
I'm just going to pull back in the car. Right. I'm just going to run in this motherfucker like my old car. Like, I got full coverage insurance today.
This is going to make you check your sandwich before you leave. Hey. It's like my sister, she checks all her food before she drives out and drives through.
That's smart. But you only check.
Hey, ever since I heard about the rallies.
What happened?
Well, the rallies, that's what they did.
There was nothing in the food at rallies. They was fucking at rallies. It was on a lot of rallies.
Niggas are just ruthless.
That's why I don't even eat rallies no more. I don't even eat rallies.
Especially in these like franchise companies. Hell, like, I would feel so trifling and shut the whole shit down.
Ashanti.
See. But taking a bath in the sink, you might need that.
Like a little bird bath?
That's courteous to others.
Like, the old dude was inside the sink taking a full-on bath.
Did he clean it? I just feel like...
I don't know if he cleaned it.
Taking a bath in the sink? Nothing on my McChicken.
Yeah, I feel like those are different. Like, you know, like I'm not.
I didn't say that. I'm not mad about you taking a bath. That's your business.
But you just like that. Like, you, I don't know. There's an episode of Bar Rescue where the dude was there all night cleaning, so he took a bath in the back room in the little sink part. He took a bath back there because it was time to go to work. He was there all night cleaning.
Listen.
And he was nasty because he was there all night cleaning.
And that's a courtesy to others.
Mm-hmm. Right. You don't want to be in there funky and shit.
I ain't mad at him.
Eyes all around you while you making other people make chickens and shit.
You're spreading your funk around the
kitchen.
And then imagine it's like you stink already.
Yeah,
you're getting hot.
Yeah,
because you're already in the kitchen, which is already hot.
Right,
that's just nasty.
And you uncomfortable because you
need a bath. Right, you over here itching. Imagine you itching,
and
then you
taking a bird bath
and then you
in the bathroom
because it's a fucking
That's no big deal.
And someone's sandwich.
And there's cleaning products there, so they can really just spray that bitch down after.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, as long as they clean it out afterwards, I'm not even that mad about it.
But you nut on my McChicken.
You got clean to nut in my McChicken.
Like.
Walker.
We not chicken.
It was such an occasion.
McChicken costs $1.25 now. That's after taxes.
Okay, I'm gonna push us to the actual topic.
I'm sorry,
because I'm pretty sure my listeners think, oh, we just be talking. This is the topic for tonight. It's not.
Nah, this is just what happens when we meet up.
Banter. This is a reunion. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Amira Show. What the fuck? We got the whole squadron in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? I just want to give a shout out to all of my collaborators/partners. I will update y'all soon on the monthly checkup Get Prepped, which was with Dr. Jelani and Carmen Mitchell of the University of Louisville. And they work closely with HIV prep. So we've had some changes there. So I will be updating y'all as to when we'll be beginning those episodes again. And then I want to give a shout out to A Natural Hair Story, Donna Story, who is my waist bead plug. You can go find her on Instagram at A Natural Hair Story. Story is spelled STOREY. Shout out to Nene at Night, where we have our Wet Wednesdays collaboration every middle of the month, because we like it in the middle. So y'all be tuned, or y'all stay tuned for that next week. That is my sexpert out here in Louisville. I want to give a shout out to Bri Renee, my newest collaborator, Bri Renee of Love, Sex, and Magic Company. We have our episodes, which are the second Tuesday of each month. I thought it was the first, but I could be wrong. Anyways, it's a Tuesday of the month. It's called Healing AF.
Yep.
The fourth episode will be dropping next week, so y'all be on the lookout for that. Shout out to DJ Samosa, the official DJ of the Amira Show. We have our new Twerk Time mix. Y'all haven't heard it much because there wasn't much shows to put that out there, but you're going to hear a snippet tonight because we're going to have Twerk Time. And then shout out to the Latin Barbie Heaven, the local drag queen out here in Louisville and the official drag queen of the Amira Show. And you know our shows. Special episodes are every third Friday of the month, called Liquid Obsession.
That was cute.
It was cute. Where was you at?
My bad.
It's okay.
I was in awe of the cuteness that was happening around me.
It happened afterwards.
Ma'am, can you keep going with your shout outs? Thank you.
I also want to shout out Fem Drip.
Yep.
I shout them out every show.
Hey,
yeah. And we still ain't got shit together. No content, nothing. But I always say every time we go work.
In another episode.
We have two episodes, but.
Like us together. Because we're supposed to be collaborating.
But we gonna get on that. And I say that every episode too. We gonna get on that.
Because it's true.
Content coming soon. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, there's so much shit. Oh, you can go find their shit on femdrip.com. That's FEMME. DRIP.com. Fuckers. All right. Damn. That burp hit. So, I feel like this music is playing, but I can't tell. So, today, normally, y'all, I don't really have topics till like the night of, or I don't even be like today's topic. But, not like I had a request, but sorta. In terms of, you know, some advice with this topic, a friend reached out to me to ask about dating around. I don't know what else to call it, because from what it sounded like, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like dating and shame that follows that. And I wanted to discuss it a little bit. She recently got out of a relationship and is attempting to try a different dating style where she's just seeing other people and not seeing these people in a serious manner. And she's dealing with a lot of self-shame for talking to multiple people at once, even though she's communicated with all of them that she's not looking for anything serious. So we want to chat about branching out of that comfort zone in the dating world and conquering, I'm a little late, that's self-shame. Don't be shaking your head at me.
I'm the only sober one in the room.
You are.
I'm shaming.
Jasmine, I feel like Jasmine's still sober, because Jasmine needs like half the bottle to be drunk. Johnny needs like two bottles to be drunk. And Anthony and I, we kind of...
Anthony, I think Jonathan gets drunk quicker than me.
I just said he gets a little silly a little quick.
That's because Jonathan, he don't need... I don't think he needs that much. What he does is he just drinks everything.
Facts.
So... True. So he
can tolerate it.
Yeah.
Fact. It was an open bottle, I'm going to drink it.
Yeah. So that's why you get drunk quicker than me, because you just drink everything. I stick to one.
Right. One color of the night.
The conversation.
Well, to bring it back. Yeah, to bring it back.
That's my squadron. So, with that being said, let's talk about it, y'all. Let's talk about dating and the shame that comes with it. So, I don't even know where to begin with this, because I've never, I guess I've tuned that out, you know, the chatter when it comes to that expectation of when you talk to one person, like, that's it. Like, when you're dating one person, that's it. And you are focused on, what did you say earlier? You're dating for a mate.
Yeah, dating for a mate.
Yeah. As opposed to exploring a little bit, you know? Because, go on.
Oh, my bad.
No, you're good.
I think I can understand a lot of the shame that will come with it. Just because, like, being, like, fem-bodied or being, or identifying as a cis woman, which it sounds like she is. I don't, you know, I don't know her labels. There's a lot of stigma around that.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of stigma around, like, your value and how it relates to how many bodies you've had or how many sexual partners you've had in the past. And being a person that that was in monogamous relationships kind of consistently throughout their life, they might have been one of them people who was judging other people for having multiple partners. And now they possibly may be one of those people. And so
that's a good point.
Like, yeah, it is.
I didn't even think about that. Like, are they one of those people who used to shame people who dated a lot?
Right.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I wouldn't shame myself for dating multiple people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm like, if I'm in a committed relationship, then I'm in a committed relationship.
Right.
But before you get to that point, how do you get to that point?
How do you get to that point?
Like, you need to go on dates with people to see, hey, I'm vibing with this person. Am I vibing with this person? And all that. Like, people go on dates. And
I understand where she's coming from, though. I used to feel shame about my sexual partners before, too. I'd, like, forget it.
Yeah. You just had to say, fuck them shit. Like, I'm going to do me at the end of the
right.
day.
Right.
I hated that shit. You remember, it was a while ago, where people was like, they didn't want to increase the number of people that they had sex with.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if you want to keep having sex with those same people, I feel like you would be. Like, there's a reason you ain't fucking them people no more.
Right.
I'm just saying. Like, don't be scared to increase your number.
Don't be accepting the same black dick. Oh, or the same white woman over and over again.
Move on.
Just
explore.
Right.
I learned when I was like 16 and a half, this boy was like, my body count, he was way older, but he was like, my body count is infinity. And that's I was like
infinity.
A light bulb went off.
And owned it.
Like, you know, I was just like, okay. Okay, like, fuck infinity. And it just erased the whole idea or notion around me being afraid of the number, or me feeling pressure to have to answer somebody about the number of bodies, so that's not your business.
But I do want to know how many people you have had sex with. It's not to, like, shame you in any way.
Uh-huh.
I want to know, how long did it take you to get to the point where you are today? You know, I just want, it's more like research, you know? I do. I just like to know stuff. Like, I don't care. You can say you had 100 bodies. I don't care. But which body taught you this? Because you need to go back. Like,
right.
I'm just, you know, like.
It's important to understand your intention behind things. Like, your intention behind, like, wanting to know questions and wanting to know.
Right.
Having these expectations of your partner or whoever you're dating.
But the thing about that is, I feel like dudes be thinking you lie. Well, me, because I be like, I don't really care.
Yeah,
they don't believe that shit. When I'm like, honestly, I don't really care. I just want to know, because I just want to know shit. I'm not going to be mad.
Like, you got to times the number by two. Like,
Yeah.
I saw a whole last chart.
I
you saw that chart?
I was bars. Like,
Jesus Christ.
I just have two people in my life.
Because I'm like, that math don't add up. No,
right.
Nah, but for real nowadays, I'm like, what's old girl's name? The free spirited one on Girlfriend?
Lynn.
she was like, I'm not, like, she was like, you're not entitled to that part of, to that information about my life. She was like, I don't have to answer that question, but what I will do is hold myself accountable for the insecurity that you feel in this relationship.
I think Lynn is real good about, like, trying to understand people's emotions and shit.
Yeah, she uses a psychology.
She come across that way.
Other degree, but she's psychology.
Yeah, that's the only degree she used. No shame. I'm just saying.
So
I ain't seen Girlfriends in so long.
I know.
It's on Netflix. You have time. I literally just caught up on that whole show.
We've been binge watching. Jasmine been keeping me
accountable. I'm done.
Yes.
But like, even with the topic on Girlfriends, they date multiple people at once. Mm-hmm. Like, and when they try to figure out who they have the strongest connection to, that's when they define their relationship and get into a committed relationship, and then they cut the ties. They might regret it later,
but at least you tried.
But that's what I thought that was a normal thing. Like,
right, me too.
I was, like, introduced to dating, like, as, like, a young person, on TV, they date, like, five people at a time.
Exactly.
I just seen a movie where the girl was falling in love with two dudes at the same time.
Yeah.
And they hated each other.
Which is completely valid.
Like, they was, like, both, like, action people, like, I don't know, like, secret agents.
Yeah.
Like,
I know what it means. This means war.
Yeah. Like, she was really fucking with both of them and really in love with both of them and couldn't decide.
And you see him in that movie, they weren't mad at her for dating both of them at the same time.
They were
more so mad because they compete with each other and they was friends and they were trying to compete for her love. But they weren't mad at her for dating two people. She wasn't mad at herself. And she had just got back out there into dating, and her friend had to convince her, hey, I know you went on a date with this dude, but you should go out with him too, because what if you like him as well?
Right.
And she kept dating him.
That keeps you from putting all your eggs in
one basket, yeah.
Like, when in experiences where I've dated one person and settled down with that one person right after, like, starting dating one, they were, like, the worst relationships ever, because I had nothing to compare it to. Mm. I had nothing to compare it. Okay, this person does these things. But this person does these things and has conversation this way.
Right.
Like, you know, which one's toxic?
Right.
Like, no. Like, you know.
Right,
like,
right. Like, that's how you gotta go about the shit. Before we continue, I just realized I had nobody introduce themselves in this bitch.
Y'all know who we are.
I feel like at this point they should know who y'all are.
You shouted us out and that was like the perfect lead in.
You're right. I ain't shit. Go ahead, introduce yourself. Start with Anthony.
I'm gonna get a mic.
I know, but you sitting here.
Hey, but you've been spitting bars on the side. He hooked us up with the J. Cole plug. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jasmine, after I say your name.
I guess my name is Jasmine. Hey, I told this dude the other day my name was Jessica, and then I forgot that I told him my name was Jessica.
Damn, nigga, what? You like shit?
I know, but damn. I didn't want him to know that name either. Because I might respond to Keisha. I don't want to respond at all.
Who's Jessica?
Right. I got a twin? What? But my name is Jasmine, co-host of Film Drip.
Yeah.
Hey, look, that's my co-host. Hey,
Shanti Way in the building. I go by Shanti because you don't know me, so don't call me a Shanti.
I feel
that. I know a letter, but I don't care.
But you didn't even say that name. Like, say, so they probably wouldn't have called you anyway.
I'm just saying because my friends on this here podcast, I go call me a Shanti.
That's because we are friends.
Look, that's like a...
They earned it. They met me as a Shanti, but you have met me as Shanti Way.
So, okay, that's right.
Tell them hoes. Yeah.
Hey, tell them hoes. Lil Wayne.
Like, you know, that's how I separate my old hoes from my new ones. Like, when they see me and they say Ashanti, I'll be like,
That's a whole nother topic. Okay, I'm going to write that down. Old hoes and new hoes. Glow up.
What's the name? Oh, you can find me on Instagram at Ashanti.way. I am the co-host of Film Drip. We do have episodes coming out. I just had finals, so I didn't write the little paragraph that I was supposed to write. So, I'm sorry. But we do have episodes coming. Be on the lookout.
That's right. That bitch plugged herself. Go ahead, Johnny.
Right, while you over here looking around. All
right, you ain't got to plug yourself. Just introduce yourself.
I mean, I ain't got to plug myself now, but I will later.
Yes.
But what's your name?
Something nasty.
I'm about to get to it.
He meant something nasty.
All right, his name's Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan. My name's John. My name's Jonathan. You may hear these people that are my friends call me Johnny. They have earned that title to call me Johnny. So if you see me in public, please call me Jonathan.
Thank you for the plug.
That was a whole plagiarism. Like, that, I just witnessed a plagiarism.
I didn't even plagiarism. Like, I didn't know.
Like, right. I report you to the principal.
You got an F on
But you can follow our Instagram at lovingjohn L-O.
Didn't you just say?
I said, do not
you
plug yourself.
You just said, you know what, fuck it. We're going back to the topic.
He said, I'm going to plug myself later. I think he's trying to be nasty.
I was getting nasty.
Because
he committed a plagiarism.
So, back to the conversation that happened. So, Shanti, it's interesting that you was raised or you grew up seeing, like, this is how dating looks. I did not grow up seeing that shit. I thought you date for a mate. Literally. Like, once you start talking to somebody, that's it. And you lock the fuck in. And then if it don't work out, then you move on to the next. It wasn't until I started to grow the fuck up a little bit where I was like, well, this is a slow process. And I don't want to go about that. And I'm grown. And I feel like this is self-exploration on top of that. Because I feel like the more people, not saying the more people you get involved with, but as you date around and explore in that capacity, not only are you learning about, you know, different individuals that you could fuck with, but you're also learning about yourself in that whole process as well. Right.
Yeah, like, you're learning like your boundaries and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You're learning your boundaries. You're learning
and I think that
maybe more pet peeves and shit.
Yeah, it really does.
You learning what dick you know what I'm saying? What dildos that, you know, people ain't purchasing, you know, shit like that. Like, you really learning a lot. So it just sucks that there are people out here that keep trying to contain human beings in this traditional box. Like, you need to date one at a time. And I'm not saying, even to those who do date one at a time, I'm not even saying that's like a bad thing or an inconvenient thing. You know, you do you. But it's probably y'all who out here shaming, you know, our people out here.
I just feel like nobody should be shaming.
Facts.
And I really do feel like that, like, in the generation that we are in now, the age that we are in now, it's just very open.
Right.
Yeah, it's old-fashioned to, like, be, like, strictly monogamous.
Yeah.
And also, it's, like, way more, like, ethical. Now, like, the whole idea of, like, dating multiple people, like, with the young lady, like, saying that, see, y'all, I'm getting old.
But, young lady?
All right. Like, all right.
Anyway, she older than you.
That, like, you've been 26 for a month.
Okay. I'm a mother. Okay.
She's a mother.
But anyway, my baby's not even viable yet. Okay, my pregnancy's not even viable. Anyway. So,
continue, please.
She was open with all her other partners, with all her other
Facts.
Dating partners that she's
and that's most important.
That I'm dating other people. That
that's
I'm
most
just
important.
Out here, like, chilling right now.
Right.
Don't be expecting me to be your girlfriend tomorrow. Don't introduce me as your
Facts.
Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. It's Facts. Embarrassing for you.
Unless we come to a total agreement together.
Don't put that title on me.
In establishing, I feel like establishing boundaries and establishing what you are seeking is the big, like, separation from, like, things like this becoming toxic.
Yes,
because, like, you know, like, how to be a player, like, he was dating multiple people, but that shit was fucked up because every girl thought that he was just for her.
Right.
Like, he changed his pictures, like, next to the bed and everything, like, that was very manipulative.
Right.
It was
and
funny,
I give her,
but, like, it was
I give her
up.
Kudos for that. Like, communication is key everywhere in any and every situation and scenario. And the fact that she's already on top of the communication with these people, to me, are winning. There, because there are people out here who, I mean, confidently, like, yeah, I'm a date, you know, I'm a date, but still go about that in a toxic manner. Whereas you're dealing with this challenge right now, but you're still choosing to go about it in a moral type of a moral angle, which kudos, because still, I feel a lot of people, regardless of whatever the situation is, you're dating monogamous, you're dating around, poly, whatever it is, no one, communication still seems to be so difficult for people. So
that
is dope.
A difficult thing for me. Like, when I was, like, I was dating multiple people and I came across, like, a couple of people who were non-monogamous. and were very open about the fact that they were talking to other people. And I was, all, you know, I was like, how to be a player. Right. I just, you know, just did my
job. Y'all didn't know all that.
Like, I didn't really have to, I didn't really tell everybody that. But I came into contact with a person who was like that, and like they were very open about the fact that they were talking to other people, and they wanted to know if I was talking to other people just for safety, because like we had conversations around like wanting to have sex and stuff like that. Facts. So
oh, that is, I don't know what it is.
But anyway, so like it was just safer that way. And but like in the very beginning, that threw me off, and like I think I'm I'm just talking to two people.
At the very base of every relationship, communication is the key.
It is. Absolutely. That's why I'm saying in every any scenario.
But it's okay if like me just saying I know I'm an ancient person, but you have to become comfortable with each stage of growth.
Yeah.
And if you lie to that person and then you learn later on and you're still talking to that person, just let them know. That,
let them know,
you
know what's
hey,
up.
Hey, I was scared when you said that. It just made me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I am talking to six people and I only told you I was talking to you.
Right.
I'm sorry. And if like,
if they stick around,
you have
it
to
is what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's because you're respecting your growth. So
right.
It's okay.
I can remember when I first lived out in Atlanta. I mean, I was collecting hoes like it was like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't shit. I mean, no, I was shit because I let all the hoes know they was hoes.
Did you?
I did.
But Jasmine, no, but the thing about it is, I will say you did, but I don't think they believed you. That's what I'm gonna say.
I treated them so well.
That your hoes will be with you for like 2 and 3 days. At
yeah, it was like you made your hoes comfortable. You had comfortable hoes.
See, Chanel told me I fucked up because I wanted to be friends with my hoes.
Yeah, that too.
Listen, I feel like at this point I've let you know the status in her life, but just because you a hoe don't mean nothing. Still kicking, we cool.
Yeah, but it's like it gets misconstrued. Yeah, there we go. Come on, Anthony on the mic.
No, I told her this before. She had to take advantage for the amazingness that she is. So aww. Like basically, like to her, it's like an exchange, right? So this thing's like, all right, cool, it's nothing. I give you $20.
Right.
Her $20 is like $10,000. So she puts like a whole bunch of shit to a nigga, and so he falls in love with that shit.
Exactly.
And he don't realize that she just chilling.
He over here falling in love and murder. Like
you got superpowers. And you have to, with great power comes great responsibility.
There you go. Yeah, bitch, what he said.
He on level 10, she on level 3.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right.
Because
you know, some niggas don't have that capacity.
Like,
some niggas don't have that capacity to give.
He
like
hear
that.
The wedding bell.
Just like you just
hear the taco bell.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what be happening.
Like, Amira would say one thing, but treat them differently. So they feel like they mean more than what they are.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, nigga,
she's not only a Taco Bell, she a Taco Bell with the next nigga. Like,
I mean,
I don't know.
And she tell you about it, but they don't care.
We had to go as far as naming somebody, you know, directly as, this is where you stand in my life right now. Like... I don't want to say nothing in case they ever listen to this episode.
Hey, I was like, what's a way I can say this? You went from being number 1 to number 12.
Basically.
Why are you talking about that person?
Listen, because that was the best example. Like,
yeah.
Anthony's not wrong. I just, in terms of the dating around and trying to be open and communicative.
But you did do a lot for your hoes. Because remember, we traveled for that hoe.
Listen, there are people at the end of
the day. For no reason, by the way.
Y'all traveled for that hoe. I didn't.
You took her to court. She was comfortable enough to steal your car. That's a level of comfortability.
That's what I'm saying. Like, your hoes got way too comfortable. Like, literally, the whole time.
That bitch still... I mean,
you don't let nobody steal from you.
But you did let her feel comfortable enough to steal.
I let her feel comfortable enough to take my goddamn.
Like you literally, you was like taking her to court and court appearances and shit.
Right.
Like,
damn.
Like you made your hoes feel like they were more.
Meet your friends.
Yeah.
Out of town.
Like
friends?
We met her.
Yeah, 3 days after
we met her.
You met her at Steak and Shake.
Yeah, we met that bitch at work.
Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
That's why that bitch felt special.
That
Steak and Shake was not in your neighborhood.
Not in your neighborhood at all.
That's a hoe. Okay, you.
I don't know how we
did that. And the door. That's it. That's a bed and door hoe.
This is why your hoes felt that way. Exactly. Oh, with great power comes great responsibility. You was very irresponsible.
Y'all missed
right on the nose with that one, y'all. Right,
he did. That whole quote fits you to a T, bitch.
You give a nigga $20, it feel like 10,000.
Yeah.
Your excerpts, just, you know. Anthony, why you say all that?
Because it's facts. Because it's facts.
That was on the chest, okay?
It was facts. It was, he had to say it in a way that you'll understand. And I felt like he hit it right on the head. Like, I think, listen, I thought all that was great.
That shit. Dating like that, I mean the shit, I mean, it could be difficult or not, but I definitely broke out of my comfort zone, you know, because I know that's one of the questions here. How do I break out of my comfort zone to be okay in accepting this, in which, you know, I don't feel shame about dating around? And dating around, we talk about sex a lot because that's what we do. We have sex. But this is not assuming everyone who's in this predicament has sex with every partner or every person that they're speaking to.
Yeah,
so I don't want anyone to think, take it that way. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, how we relate to the conversation. We fucking. So.
Yeah. Because there is some people that will date like the multiple people. And then once they find the person that they want to be like in a committed relationship with, that's right. when they start having sex.
Right, right.
So it is different for everybody.
Whereas Amir Bryant and many others in this room, we got to test drive, you know, the dick and the mouth and all that shit as well. I mean, that's a part of the exploration.
When you go to a car dealership, do you not test drive the car to see how it runs? Do you not test run the seat?
Listen.
That's why I'm a strong believer in premarital sex. Yes. You can have bad sex your whole marriage. I'm just saying.
I mean, like,
I might need to get an annulment.
Right. Like, I just.
Tomorrow. Why didn't they just say marry in 90 days?
Because there's certain parts of sex you can't. Well, me personally, I can't. Like, I can't teach stroke games because I ain't never stroke nobody. So.
Facts. It's hard. It's too much power.
As soon as you said it, I looked right.
It's way too much power. Ain't nobody ready for that shit.
I can't teach one person how to stroke game me right.
Listen, I give
you. But
look,
you can stroke the.
Listen, I give.
You at least have
I don't know what I'm
like,
doing.
I don't even have dicks.
I give all men with dicks because I feel there's some men out there with no dicks. Anyways, all men with dick, all people with dicks.
Right.
I give y'all like kudos because that's a lot of power. Like.
That's probably why y'all be thinking y'all can tell people.
That's probably why, but I need y'all to chill out. But I will say in the bedroom, that is a lot of fucking power. And my strap-on wasn't even connected to me, so I had to work more.
That's
so,
a lot of energy.
That's like, a lot.
It is. That's all like topping.
And it's a lot of
so
ab
I be
work.
Feeling bad because, like, sweating buckets. And I'm like, I just got, like, a mist. You know?
Some days I don't even have a mist. Like, Jesus. Some days I'm just cute.
Right. Yeah. But I feel bad because I'm like, you look like you just gave it your all. Right. Like, the sweat and the droplets.
Like, I done grabbed the tail and, like, wiped his face.
Bitch, that's so necessary.
I had one day that fucked me so hard. The sweat was just dropping on me. I could feel it dropping.
Yeah.
Okay, so sometimes that shit is nasty.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's why you got the wipe and you wiped it.
Yeah, because I didn't want it to hit me again.
Exactly.
The first time it was kind of cute, but no.
I kind of like the sweat. I try to catch it. Like, I try to catch the sweat before it makes it drop off of their body.
There you go.
The only reason why I
wipe
because he did.
Had
a hit in my face.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's spit or.
I was like, he did a what?
You didn't know if it was spit.
I didn't.
Sweat hit the lip.
It was a clear lick. I didn't know. From him.
No.
It's COVID.
Just get off of me.
It's
COVID
out
here.
Just go to the shower.
No bueno.
It's cold out here. Oh, it don't even matter. Shit. Goddamn. Well, speaking of done fucking. No, this done has fucking. No relation. Johnny, you said that you've experienced shame before.
Yes.
I want to hear a little bit more about that.
It was back when I was younger, like in middle school days, and people was always
Fucking middle school, I feel like.
It was, you know, middle school.
We're just insecure with our whole lives at that point. But
it's okay. Middle school traumas are real.
They are real.
No. I don't think she was saying that it's not real. It's just there's a lot of trauma that happens in middle school.
That's what happened to niggas.
I think it's
niggas,
more so.
Which,
like,
grade,
it started in middle school. Like, a lot of dudes.
Hold on. What? The bitch from that. Like, damn, every nigga I know.
Bro, the bitch from the 8th grade broke his heart. That's why he's whole now. Like,
wait a minute. Was it the same bitch?
The same.
Huh? They should have learned. They should have learned.
He can't. That broke his heart. that broke his heart in eighth grade, and now that's
and
why
now everyone.
I'm back in my heartless shit, bro.
Nigga, go to therapy.
Every time he gets a new relationship, he thinks back to the eighth grade, bitch. And now it's like,
nigga, I'm gonna beat you up on sight. Like, no,
if you don't get out your mama's pocketbook, listen to that album.
Listen, we had a few eighth grade bitches. Like, they was going. I wanted to be one of them too, but I went about that life. I was a goofy ass, blurred ass, stupid bitch.
I was called throats in middle school.
Hey, in elementary school, I was semi like it. Only it wasn't because of no dick on the end. You know, it was because like I could deep throat the milk. So like, you know, the little milks that they give you. I could drink like 10 of those in 30 seconds.
I'm so stressed out.
And I didn't realize what that shit meant and why the niggas would, be the one who would provide me the
elementary
milk.
Elementary school.
Yeah, I did. I was just like, I like milk.
School, no, when we I were was, like 7, 8, 9, 9 10.
Gag reflex, you know.
I was a little.
I like milk. I like chocolate milk.
I was a gay boy that would flash his titties on the bus and then be in the cafeteria. They have a whole apple that's put in
but
the mouth.
But them niggas really like this shit because you was throat, so it was, you know.
Yeah,
I was like, they were particularly gay,
fit,
too.
I would fit like two apples in my mouth.
Listen.
Whole apples?
I'm about to change your name in my phone to Throat. That's right now, it's Jonah, bitch, but it's you time to grow up to Throat.
Yeah, you gotta put the period. You gotta put the period. If you can caps lock a period, like.
the period on the iPhone is kind of thick. Like, it's like a. Right. It is nice. That motherfucker makes a point. Okay?
That's the period, your name,
so, but back to the shame. Oh, like, yeah, tell me about the school because I was like, well, I wasn't fucking, but I was sucking, so that don't count. Because it wasn't like,
you know,
that's oral sex.
That don't count.
Who really thought like it? Like, she was like, I just really need some sex right now. And so she was going to fuck this boy named Ricky's dick or whatever in the gym bathroom. And I was just like,
so
what are you
specific?
I was just like, what are you getting out of it? Like, I was just so, like, confused. Because when you suck a nigga's dick, I mean, you kind of get like a little power rise out of it. But it's not enough for me to suck
they
a
look like
in the
bitches.
Gym bathroom.
The way they come.
But maybe to her, because some, like, people can, impression. People can nut off of, like, girls, some girls, that's, like, that's all they need.
Yeah, I didn't have people nut from giving me hair, so I understand.
See?
But
I'm not one of those girls.
I'm not one of them people either.
Yeah.
But Floyd didn't hit me to college. That was when college, I was like, fuck it.
I don't be thinking and about that's the fact
my first week there was when I had my first threesome.
You was where?
At WKU. My first week there during master plan was when I had my first threesome.
See, so while I was learning the campus.
I was going to the campus. I was picking
campus.
Up my books.
Right.
I was making
campus.
Friends.
I my books up and all that.
I just wanted
to attend a convocation.
I just met a dude on Grindr.
I wanted on record that I was a great student before I met y'all. I was on the dean's list.
You was.
That's because she was lonely.
I was lonely.
She had one wretched-ass, annoying-ass roommate named Ivy.
She wasn't ratchet.
Okay,
she wasn't.
I forgot about her.
Because, like, when white people like it, it's just
damn,
like trash.
Damn, I forgot about that bitch. I never knew her name, though.
Is it not a synonym?
Ivy. It is.
So she was ratchet.
I don't want to call her ratchet.
I know, she don't deserve to.
Yeah, she don't deserve ratchet.
No.
Trashy is worse.
I
feel like trashy
is
worse.
I remember a friend who wanted to write her freshman essay on how the alcohol limit should be brought down to 18. Her freshman paper.
Okay. White girls in college is a lie.
I'm sorry, what?
But those are the only people my friend Jasmine had.
Yeah.
White. And that's why she was good.
Jasmine, were you around when we played Truth or Dare?
Yeah.
On the
upstairs?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. BFT? Yeah.
We had to get
Johnny and I became real close because he had to suck my nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
I don't suck a lot of things off of you. I'm just remember it.
Of all our years of friendship, I only remember you sucking my nipple.
I think,
no, there's a video of me.
One of us had
down.
A flash, like,
oh,
but I think I had a flash, but it was fine because it was the upstairs of PFT. Anybody yeah. looking up there? I show my titties
there.
Out there all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah
I think
yeah.
We
were safe up there.
Somebody had
it's
to run
like
around the floor like
right.
naked.
It's actually 27
yeah,
floors or something.
Yeah, just the 27th was where the game room was.
Yeah.
That's where we was.
See that shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I was like, cool.
What
sure
they needed to do?
Titties. Like, who's looking up her?
I would have told you to go to the third floor.
No, look, what you would have did is literally the 26th floor, literally just steps right there, all nigga floor.
Because it was nigga, bitch, nigga, bitch, nigga, bitch.
It was a whole floor of dudes.
I used to love when the football players would
I enjoyed PFT. Like, my year there.
Now PFT is this long, erected tampon of a building.
Yeah, it's so many bitches in there.
Like, all those bitches are synced up now. It's an
all-girls dorm now.
It's an all-female. And it's all synced up. All those bitches are synced up. They on the period every month at the same time.
Oh, my God. Remember you bought that big-ass thing of condoms?
Oh, I did.
That shit was gone.
Be like that.
I put it in like the bathroom.
The campus. Like my mom, she was working, like doing AIDS tests in the city. Yeah. So we always had like condoms all over the fucking place. And so I brought a fishbowl full of condoms to WKU, and it was gone like the same night.
Listen, at least they took the condoms.
Okay. That's what at they least. Were there for. Like, we weren't upset. Right. We was most so shocked at how quickly.
Right. My fishbowl.
Yeah, that whole thing was
You know niggas steal? Especially in school. Well, I got this nice hand sanitizer. Yeah, I was like, nah, they gonna take that shit. So, Jonathan.
Yes. Back to our story.
So, what helped you?
Yeah, I get out my shame?
Yes.
Get out my shame. I got freedom from my family, my grandparents. My grandmother held me down like a tyrant, kept me from everything. But
that's not really getting over it, though. That's more so being like taken away.
Right. Like, I'm free to express myself how I want to express it. I can get to see the full side of me being gay. Mm-hmm. Like, I was gay, but I never could like fully express it.
You was gay, but you ain't gay, gay.
I was.
You was like.
I was. Gay, private, but I was out, but I wasn't private. I was private with it.
You was private, but
when
you
I got out to you, I was able to like see, fuck everything.
And so I was like, but when I met you, you was just out. I can't imagine you being in the closet. Like, I just can't.
Yeah, I was in the closet. For a good
Yeah, every minute. Time you talk about how you had a girlfriend, I'm just like, eh.
Every time he says he had sex with her.
That was a filler episode. It was a whole filler season.
He was just making sure he was gay.
I met her. I met her.
She's pretty.
Yeah. I was like.
That was shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked.
That was.
We ain't shit. We the worst friends
these
ever.
The kind of, well, like, these are the kind of bitches you get.
They're not bitch pretty. Hold on.
I was like.
He had a whole cute bitch and didn't even want her.
That bitch she gorgeous.
Wanted, he wanted your
up.
Brother.
The brother was cute, though.
I know.
Did you get with the brother? That would be so dope.
I wanted to. If you got with him too.
That would be so dope. And they would be pissed off, and I wouldn't be worried.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, when we was having sex, I low-key was thinking about the brother.
It'd be like that.
And the daddy. The daddy was fine.
And the daddy got
I think it was your brother that told me that when you fucking a bitch with whack pussy, you gotta think about another bitch.
I think
it'd be like that.
So that's what this nigga was doing.
Damn. That's a whole skill set.
It just wasn't like,
that's a skill set.
Like, you don't have to want it. It was just like, I just kind of did it because I was like, there too.
Because it was just there.
Yeah.
So you just imagine, you imagine that it was a booty hole. That's if
you want. You just imagine that nigga.
Facts.
But I was imagining how fucking me though.
Okay.
It's more like you see scary movie.
No, we're not doing this.
He had to put that old football
helmet on. That's basically how it was.
So basically, you went to college and you was just like, I'm free.
Like, I'm free that I'm gonna express everything about
me. He let his freak flag.
So your shame came from.
Basically, came
from your family.
Yes.
Okay. Did they shame you, or did you feel shameful in terms of disappointing them?
Both.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because I was the only gay one that was kind of like out.
Yeah.
But when my cousin came out, that lesbian bitch,
ooh,
they accepted everything for her.
Ooh.
Sure did.
Ooh. I feel like it's easier to accept lesbians.
Yeah. Me too. That's what I was going to say too.
From all my friends' stories and just people, and then I guess myself, I don't know. I just feel like accepting the fact that your child or family member is lesbian, it just always seemed to go by a little bit smoother.
But I feel like people just don't be believing lesbians.
They probably don't.
Like, that they're actually a lesbian. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
They just haven't found the right dude yet.
Because I have some friends who are a lesbian, but they enjoy penetration. And then there's everyone outside of that that's like, nah. If she like penetration, that means she like dick, which means she ain't lesbian. And or Chanel, when Chanel came to come be with me when I graduated with my bachelor's, when Chanel came, I don't know what this is talking about. When Chanel came for my bachelor's when I was about to graduate, a lot of niggas that night when we went out to go party said she was too pretty to be lesbian. So I just what it is.
And I heard you've been too pretty to be gay.
When nobody, I don't get why nobody believes you, because then when you marry your bitch,
but you
then
know,
they mad. And but you like, know, I told you for years and you did not believe me.
But Shanti's mama helped me realize that shit, because it was this one dude, he was gay, and I was crying to her. I was like, he's just so cute. Why he gotta be gay? And she was like, gay dudes need cute dudes too. I was like,
right.
Yeah.
I was like, you're right.
All the cute dudes ain't just for the straight bitches and vice versa.
Cis entitlement.
But anyway, fuck that bitch. She fucked my cousin and his brother.
Oh, so you mad?
Didn't you fuck her brother?
No, I didn't fuck her brother yet.
That's right. Manifestation. That's right.
That's right. It still ain't, you know.
I'm not mad at her.
Oh, that's okay. We travel, bitch. Washington. We can make a trip. Because
I'm not mad at her for fucking his cousin. I mean, what you want her to wallow? You gay. She can't have you no more.
That's okay. Anthony been wanting to go to Seattle.
She likes the phenotype.
Oh, we're going to Seattle, too.
Yeah, we're going to Seattle. We're going to go to Seattle so Johnny can get in this nigga guts.
Can we go to the Grey's Anatomy Hospital?
That would be dope. We are currently talking about Seattle and the Gay's Anatomy. That's what I said.
Gay
age.
Same thing.
No, but the Gray's Anatomy Hospital. No.
Is that a
real hospital?
I've never seen that show.
I watched like.
I feel like I'm in a big minority.
My favorite episode from Gray's Anatomy is a dude on the cinnamon block. That's only because I seen it on TikTok.
But I watched like 5 seasons of it.
Yeah, Ashanti went into a rabbit hole on that shit.
But you know, I had to stop watching it when I went to nursing school because it was doing stupid shit.
I feel that. So, what are... So, what are some tips that we can put out there in terms of pushing yourself out of that comfort zone and eliminating that self-shame?
I think if you're confident, like, you know... There's no reason to shame yourself. You over here, you're dating.
Right.
You're not supposed to be you don't have to, but you don't have to date just one person at a time. If this is what you want to do, be confident in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I feel like be patient with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Because, like, I don't know, like, with journeys, like, to self-confidence or any type of confidence with things, it's a journey. It's just that.
Right.
And it's a journey that you have to do every single day. Because you might be confident on Thursday, but that's be sad on Sunday.
Facts.
So,
and that's funny because I was thinking the same thing.
So you really just have to be patient with yourself and keep reminding yourself that what you're doing is fine. Stay honest and don't do things that you don't feel comfortable with.
Right.
Like, I learned when I was, like, trying to be, like, really just, like, free with my body and stuff like that. I thought that, like, my confidence was built off of showing skin. And so I was in a lot of different situations where I was uncomfortable showing all the skin.
Right.
And it was obvious that I was pushing myself a little too far. That's just, I was doing it for like the stigma of it. Yeah. I was doing it like, because it felt good. And at the end of the day, you are doing these things because it feels good and you're getting to know different parts of yourself. Right.
Yoga, so
you
skin, have to keep, fisting.
Like, you got to do self-check-ins and things like that. Yeah.
Yours was fisting.
Yeah, like I was gonna let someone actually fist me until I got to the point. I'm like, no, I just felt uncomfortable with it.
Heard, validated, understood.
But back to the main topic. Like, I agree with Shanti because it is a journey. Like, it wasn't like, and like when I first got out of my little shame phase, so I said, "Fuck it, I'm just gonna do me." It took me, I had to take it step by step.
I thought Anthony wanted the mic. You lost it. My little tidbit would be, so, like, be confident, but recognize what makes you happy and roll with it. Yeah, recognize what makes you happy and roll with it. Don't question it because other people would, which, of course, impedes on your own judgment of yourself. And, you know, how you feel you need to model your dating life around you and stuff. you're already out there, you know, you're living it and you're communicating, but of course deep down it's like, ugh, like you, I'm not saying you feel disgusting, but you know, you're still dealing with that. So, you know, with that shame. So I would say highlight what makes you happy, because that will, I feel, help you additionally move out of this area in which you feel like you don't deserve this type of happiness. And you do. And everything is explorative, and we're humans. And how else are you going to know what you want in your next partner or in your next boyfriend or girlfriend? How else are you going to know unless you go through this type of process? Be kind to yourself and accept the fact that this makes you happy and makes you feel good to explore like this. And what everyone else, whatever they try to contribute or put into there, it honestly has nothing to do with you. That's their own personal issues, and that's their own insecurities or whatever it is that they're working through. When it comes to happiness, you can only rely on yourself with that. So that would be my tidbit. Really understand, pull in, and accept what makes you happy. Because that is going to conquer all, if nothing. You know what I'm saying? So that would be my little tidbit there. And I know that shit's hard. We're saying these things. We're giving tidbits. But we're not saying by any means that it's a piece of cake.
Oh, shit. We are all welcome testimonies.
No, wait, we didn't say it was easy. Facts. Wait, no, this isn't like a step-by-step process.
Right.
It's like, you got to do it, and it's hard. It's kind of like getting a degree or something, you know? Like, it ain't some shit you just do out of nowhere. It's like, but if you want it, you got to do it. So, yeah.
Right,
Yourself happy. Make yourself happy. Like, do it.
Love ain't easy. Because love is easy. We all have somebody right now.
Facts, but it's not. Girl, so, you need... Shut the fuck up. So we need to.
Wow.
There are my right. You're that shit.
That was projecting at its best.
I mean, it's, this bitch just seemed like she got it figured out. Like,
yes.
I know, but that's why we listen.
Listen, I'm working on it.
She's giving advice. We learned it from her life.
I feel like throughout the way in the process. So again, we mentioned it's not going to be easy and shit like that. Throughout the process, you got to be honest with yourself, as Shanti said earlier. Whatever you need to do in order to be honest with yourself and recognize the stages that you go through to achieve the happiness, I mean, flourish with it. If you got a journal, how you're feeling each day after a date or after you visit with somebody. If you have to, you know, cry to somebody or something, or have a self-care day, like, let me take care of myself because I took a big step today and visited two people today, or I don't know. Like, be honest with yourself throughout the entire process, as Shanti said, and take care of yourself and treat yourself each step of the way, because each little boundary or each little box that you break out of, or each little, I don't know, period that you take to experiment outside of what your comfort zone is, you deserve a little something, sis. Like, you deserve a little treat. You deserve a little, you know, conditioning. That's kind of going back to conditioning. You know what I'm saying? As you break through, make these breakthroughs and be honest, they feel a little good. If they don't, you know, that's where you trail off. Like, I'm not doing that again. But for the breakthroughs, I do feel a little good. Treat yourself. Good job. You was able to withstand. You were able to get by. You were able to open up and connect on a different level with different people and even yourself. Treat yourself. Make yourself feel good. You know, allow yourself to, again, accept that happiness and accept that, this is who I am at the moment, and I'm loving it, and I just got to go through with it. Don't think this is going to be you forever and this is your life forever, because that's not the case. For some people, it is the case. And if it's right, exactly. If you're trying to keep up with this type of expectation of yourself, that's not going to work. And you're going to burn out and you're going to tire yourself out and you're going to kind of come back to stage one of trying to become comfortable with yourself and the decisions that you make for your well-being. So also realize that, too. This could be a phase. Again, you're learning. We're all growing. We're all in our like 20s, 30s little area. And regardless of what people say, I'm getting old. That's still young. And you still have so much to learn. So I would say embrace it. Have fun with it. You know, people are going to say whatever on the outside and whatever, whatever trauma people have dealt with beforehand. When it comes to dating, it is a step-by-step process to accept that. And I feel like that's a big thing with women in general. I don't hear much about men out here doing what they do, and then that's it. They don't reap no type of consequences or nothing from it. So women, we got to be delicate with ourselves and be honest with ourselves in this process. And however which way that you go, of course, it's completely acceptable and valid. So be gentle with yourself. If you have someone to talk to, therapist or even just a friend, your mom, please take advantage of that. People probably look at this dating life like it's not that serious, but it is, though. It is. We're humans, and we need other people. I don't care who be like, I don't need no nigga. I don't need no bitch. Don't listen.
It's just, you don't need them, but it feels good to have them.
Right. So like, don't try to write it off. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you don't.
Shit by yourself.
Facts. Facts. I'm not saying you need them, like, to depend on, but, right. You know. It feels good as human beings to connect with other human beings.
It does.
Don't, you know what I'm saying?
And we whatever, are social creatures.
Exactly. And whatever sets you up for that, such as I'm dating around to enjoy myself and to enjoy other people, because you're allowed to do that, and to enjoy myself, you're allowed to do that.
You are. People.
You're human.
It's like, it's basically the talking stage. You know, you like, how many people are you talking to?
The talking stage is the funnest stage.
Right? It's like talking is like the dating stage. You don't just talk to one person. You be like, I'm talking to him. I'm talking to him. And whoever makes you feel the best, you know, that's who you with. But damn. Talk to these people. Shoot. It's okay.
Can we just talk?
No. No, we cannot.
No?
No.
Okay. Hey, y'all. Update. Amira's pee feels nice.
Wait, that's a good pee. It's good to diuresis. I like that word today.
To what?
Diuresis.
Is that pee?
Yes.
That's like pee for medical people. Because I thought that had something to do with diarrhea.
Like peeing after like you've had a diuretic. But she's had water all day. She has had a gallon of water. Almost. Yeah.
Almost. She ain't quite there. She ain't quite there. I kind of like that one because it has the ounces on there.
I like
it too. No, it has the times. I don't like a bottle telling me when to drink my water. Right, because what if I'm behind?
This is the time I
think it has both, though.
Ah, okay, it does have both. Yeah. Okay. See, because it was just on that side, so I just saw the ounces.
Yeah, the other one just had that, but not the ounces.
Yeah, don't tell me where I should be at this time. Have me drinking all this water, got my stomach hurting. Because I tried to drink it real quick.
Water babies.
Right, But nobody should be upset about dating multiple people.
And you shouldn't be afraid to be by yourself at times either.
That too.
Yeah.
I think you should be able to like, that was my problem for a long time.
I hate to be by myself.
I love being by myself. I take myself on dates.
Right, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. You are the best at being by yourself.
I love it. People get on my nerves. I like people though, but people get on
my nerves. I used to do the same shit.
I took myself on a date the other day. It was great. I went to the movies.
Yo. Ooh, the Croods is coming out. I want to see that.
Who?
The Croods.
Yes! Oh, yeah.
I just seen the trailer for today. Oh, my gosh.
It's cute as fuck. These niggas is tripping out over the fact that these niggas is wearing flip-flops.
Because they're better, man.
I did pee straight water, by the way.
I believe it.
Oh, give this mic back.
First off, the mic is mine, cuz.
Anthony!
Ma'am, can you lower your voice? Thank you.
I'm just gonna steal the. Thank you. Hold on, I need to see what time it is.
Hey,
we got to work time. Who's working in like 2 minutes, maybe a little less, maybe like a minute 30.
That was like a stutter. You know, it didn't sound intentional.
Oh, it didn't. Oh, damn. It was supposed to be intentional, but fuck you, stupid whore.
She got it. It's like she was trying to say twerk time, but her mouth wasn't connected. She was like,
listen.
Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hold on. I don't know how twerk time got elsewhere on here.
She lost twerk time, y'all.
Idea.
There's no twerk time no more.
I found it.
Oh.
That was fast.
Fuck, I had to cough in a mug. Corona. Thank y'all. Shut the fuck up. Thank y'all for sharing. having this little chat. You feel me? We're going to have twerk time in a moment from yours truly, DJ Samosa. Okay. Take this moment to get ready to go out tonight. Be safe. Just twerk in your mirror. Whatever feels right.
Throwback Thursday?
Throwback. Today is Friday, so...
No, we need to do a throwback Thursday is what I'm suggesting.
A throwback Thursday twerk?
Yes.
I will run that by my bitch.
Like with Juvenile.
But that's a staple in the twerk movement.
It is a staple.
To me, that is invited every day.
But we should put on that little Laffy Taffy. Lolly Lolly.
Laffy Taffy? I do not see Laffy Taffy as a twerk song.
Not the way I do it.
I feel like it's more of a dance than like a
twerk. Because you hit it with a...
Yeah, like that's...
What was it
steps.
Before that? Yeah. It was called something yeah. before that.
That's, yeah, that's more steps
okay,
than just
this?
Twerking.
Okay, how about
this?
Pablo,
Freak-a-Leak. No, Freak-a-Leak. I've never twerked a Freak-a-Leak.
That's not... I wouldn't twerk to that song. Like, yeah. Think about the beat. You dance to that song.
Right. Listen, twerk beats are very distinct.
You dance to that song. That's when people used to just dance. Like,
twerk
that's a
beats
dance
are
song.
Very distinct.
Like, a
I mean,
twerk,
you can twerk to... Whatever you want.
True, but that's not like a designated twerk song.
I was going to say Yin Yang Twins, but again, they're staple.
Ethically, you need to respect the twerk and twerk to the twerk. With that being said, it's twerk time. I ain't shit. Y'all make sure y'all enjoy. I said y'all make sure you enjoy. I don't even know how you could do that, but enjoy this snippet of twerk time, and we will be right back with you. Get them Magnies ready, okay?
As far as I'm concerned, you got a peach. Be looking right, get the dancing in the mirror. You want some shit that get you hype. Gave a couple chances, they ain't never get it right. Tell your girl to leave them lames alone, so take your own advice. You got a peach. Be looking right, but you bad and you working, so you every type. Girl, you lit in real life, you don't need a lot of likes. And I know if looks a kill, you doing 25 to life. Ayy, shake that, ooh, watch yourself. Ayy, shake that, ooh, watch yourself. Break them hands, cause forget your man, move, son. If he asks you what you doing, say, ooh, nice. I said, all you know is busting, all you know is thugging, all you know is hustle, you been working more than clubbing, moving underground. Young head Tubman, all you make is money, you let just make assumptions. Now your girl is finna hype you cause she know that this your song. My dog said you ain't no freak, you about to prove him wrong. It's like a horse, or McDonald had a farm. And I know I drive you crazy, but I never stay you wrong. You got a peach. Be looking right, you get to dancing in the mirror. You want some shit that get you hype. Gave a couple chances, they ain't never get it right. Tell your girl to leave them lames alone, so take your own advice. You got a peach. Be looking right, big bad, and you working, so you every type. Girl, you lit in real life, you don't need a lot of likes. And I know if looks a kill, you doing 25 to life. Ayy, shake that, ooh, watch yourself. Ayy, shake that, ooh, watch yourself. Break them hands, cause forget your man, move, son. If he asks you what you doing, say, ooh, nice.
Who finna do what? To who? Not you. In a Bentley truck, I need room. My perfume is Chanel. You assume my next move. You was off. No, not close. I could buy me a ghost. I just might do the most. Came from nothing, so I post. Period. Period.
Hey, hey, you got a PG. Be looking right, get to dancing in the mirror. You want some shit that get you hype. Gave a couple chances, they ain't never get it right. Tell your girl to leave them lames alone, so take your own advice. You got a peach. Be looking right, big bad, and you working, so you every type. Girl, you lit in real life, you don't need a lot of likes. And I know if looks a kill, you doing 25 to life. Ayy, shake that, ooh, watch yourself. Ayy, shake that, ooh, watch yourself. Break them hands, cause forget your man, move, son. If he asks you what you doing, say,
ooh. I tell a nigga, don't ride, don't blink, ride. Leave it to the double thick thighs, twin sisters. Drop it down and wobble, wobble up. Mommy booted up, she get down and gobble, gobble up. My money up, slide, slide in the belly trucker, the rave trucker, your besties and these are sucker, I big double, I salam alaikum, you big hater, you nothing but a
fuck, you better listen. We can make them dance bachata. Slide over, do the cha-cha. Grr, papa, go adios. Dímelo, mami, freca, you nasty. Flame up, light it. They see me and get excited. Two-step, spin around, so fly. Pilot, day sick, been high. Way before coronavirus. Who did that? Who did what? That's my shit. I'm right. Don't blink, ride. Leave it to the double thick thighs, twin sisters. Drop it down and wobble, wobble up. Mommy boot it up. She get down and gobble, gobble up. Cause my money up. Slide, slide in the belly trucker. The rape trucker. Your bestie is a dick sucker. I big double. I salama lama leka. You big it's hater. You nothing but a hater, hater. Cloud chaser. You're mad. I'm back. Big mad. He's mad. She's mad. Big sad. Ha ha. Don't care. Stay mad. Ah,
it's official. The whistle blowing. The liquor pouring. We had our issues and differences. We were sick of one. City. Think I'll be down in chicken farm. Many people really never committed to them. Anything my little pretty things want, I get it for them. These tricky, these ain't got no feelings for them. You hear the crickets and birds chirping, that's paradise. Been out sweet on reserve, we down in candlelight. Don't like that line, I'm the one you can fight with. Victoria's Secret, a secret guard, quit hiding. I provide, hey, you and all that fly. So much to rent our room in your closet. You want that Nicki, that Mary J, that Mariah. The Halle Berry, the Angelina Sinatra. This side, ain't no side, it's a side chicks. They on that mind, we on that you and I. Now ride that, ride that, ride that. 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 Ride that, ride that,
ride that. Out the pound with it.
Ride that, ride that, ride that.
We up top in Seattle.
Ride that,
just like that. Chopper in hand, filthy about the money. Alexander the fan, big paper one side, kept me one in the hand. Real know the rule, we'll kill for the band. Heads on, clay bone, hit them and we move on. That's the way we did it. Spread then we get gone. The mama know we did it, but she led and she stay strong. 100 P's, so we flip it and we move on. Back in the street and we did it in Laystone. Lil May gave his life for paid on bills with the caddies. Did it my way, home. Back about the money, so we had to spray on.
Don't fall, baby. Yeet sippin' looking like Paul Wall, baby. Yeet and the better be ball headed, fat like Star Jones, baby. Got dog gazing all, baby. Ride it, don't fall, baby. After that, hella quick, don't call him. Back, ride this, don't fall, baby. Yeah, ride this, get them gone, bruh. Down. I put mola, mola, mola over mommy chula, cause all these stars peculiar. She give me gum medulla. My just like petunias. She got that hallelujah. Ride me like the chopper tula. Keep on ride it, ride it, ride, ride.
I'm a bad bitch. I'm sick of motherfuckers trying to tell me how to live. Whack, hate under my pictures on the gram. You better hope I never run across your man. In the mall with him, I'ma have a ball with him. Somebody call Rihanna, I'ma buy some draws with him. He fucking with the staying cause he in the wild women. Put them legs on his head, now he love tall women. You'll never catch me calling these daddy. I ain't lying by my nut just to make him happy. Lifestyle winning, can't fit a magnum. It never happened if the wasn't snapping. I'm a hot girl, I do hot finish income on my outfit. I don't text quick, cause I ain't thirsty. She's mad, they wanna hurt me. I'm a hot girl, I do hot finish income on my outfit. I don't text quick, cause I ain't thirsty. She's mad, they wanna hurt me. Any rumor about me, let me bet it. I'm an open book, and your man probably read it. Look at my IP, and these girls still pathetic.
real back when I check my protector. Yeah, he call me Patty Cake, cause the way that shake, I'ma make him me out while I'm watching anime. See like a wild fox looking for a Sasuke. One night with him, make him lose it like a farm day. Two watches, yeah, he call me two-timing. Skin like gold and my teeth like diamonds. Hot girl chain, Elliot got me shining. They tried to knock me off, but a still grind. I'm a hot girl, I do hot. Finish income on my outfit. I don't text quick, cause I ain't thirsty. She's mad, mad, they wanna hurt me. I'm a hot girl, I do hot. Finish income on my outfit. I don't text quick, cause I ain't thirsty. She's mad, mad, they wanna hurt me. I'm a rich nigga magnet, pretty with a fatty. 30-inch weave with the long eyelashes. Yes, I got a man, if I don't like who asking. I don't stand outside, cause I'm too outstanding. Cause the girls in the hood are always hard. Ever since 16, I've been having a job. Knowing nothing in life, but I gotta get rich. You could check the throwback pics, I've been that bitch. I'm a hot girl, I do hot. Finish income on my outfit. I don't text quick, cause I ain't thirsty. These bitches mad, mad, they wanna hurt me. I'm a hot girl, I do hot. Finish income on my outfit. I don't text quick, cause I ain't thirsty. These bitches mad, mad, they wanna hurt me.
Hey, what you doing with all that? Let me touch it.
Let me feel.
She say it's mine, so I smack it when I freak in the bed, but innocent in public.
Wish you watch it.
She be here and I ain't, but still she love me.
Hey, water BG hold his chin while he in the mirror, cause he know it's conceited. Possessive with that piece, say I can't never leave him. I bet I catch you looking at my and I mean it.
Turning up on sight, we on sprinters and flights. Pants down, chains on, I'ma leave on ice. Couple might have had it, but it's still grip tight. If you get into a bag, you the hot girl type. 400 degrees, I ain't juvenile. Do say got her going wild. My child, clean it up, go get a towel. Shawty get to shaking when she cream cake. Smack it when I freak in the bed, but innocent in public.
Wish you watch it.
She be here and I ain't, but still she love me.
Ay, water Fiji hold his chin while he in the mirror, cause he know it's conceited. Possessive with that piece, say I can't never leave him. I bet I catch you looking at my and I mean it.
Couple riders with them llamas if you pick a bone with me. Put my pick ball designer, got Balenci on the feet. My mama said a couple prayers, keep them demons off me.
Cause I know I'm out here blessed, they got too many reasons on me. Yeah, nip then tried and nip then died, too many believers around me. Yeah, I know my enemies meeting up, double teaming on me.
Now you know it, nobody tried and ever got pieces off me. Fucking these hoes, till they be dying, don't get your seizure on me. Deeper close to motor product in the old school.
Thumbing through paper from last year, but it's not old news.
My sack up got me shopping up in Whole Foods.
Whoa. These cougars like a young supposed to.
I got your right on the mattress while I'm flying OT. I'm sick and tired of all the yapping lips, I'm your OG. My channel shining like the boy that dropped on New Year's Eve.
And she count down to the D, she be like
5, 4, 3.
Now drop down. You a freak, bend it over, touch your feet. Shake that booty, I know it's little, but unique.
So unique.
Back that thing up on my from the D.
Oh, that's me, okay, back out the hearse. They trapped out the church. Say my name, okay, they ask for the worst. Me and Ace at first, preaching back to back on the verse. Hit boy on the beat, so you gotta go berserk. Kill them off one by one, final destination. That medication, I'm sipping cold flu echinacea. You the f***ed up, I stayed up, sleep deprivation. They on the search, Snoop. Know your worth, Snoop. Tell the DJ, bring it back, reimburse, Snoop. Alhamdulillah, my finance advisors. Been through hell, oh well, psh, we on fire. Brung her back home more times than Maguire. Higher, trap lord packed out the risers.
Nigga in his bread, your pocket on carb diets. I just start up a riot at all our highest.
And make them hoes bleed right before they cook the omelets.
Down, whoa, you a freak.
Whoa.
Bend it over,
yeah.
Touch your feet,
touch your feet.
Shake that booty, I know it's little but unique.
So unique.
Back that thing up on my from the D.
Oh, that's me. Drive down, you a freak.
Whoa.
Bend it over,
whoa.
Touch your feet,
touch your feet.
Shake that booty, I know it's little but unique.
So unique.
Then throw it back on my from NYC.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah. Ooh, it's DJ Samosa.
Look.
the Amira Show. It's all love.
So we're back. I was bopping to the song, and I was like, "Oh shit, we only got a few seconds left." But that last shit you heard, holla at It's La. She got that song. I gotta look it up too because I don't even remember for a second. Hold up, but it's in my playlists. It's in my music. What you hungry for? It's called Goddamn. Oh, literally. Yes. She literally says it in the shit. Goddamn. Y'all go find that. That is a single by local Louisville artist. It's La. What's that? That was pretty much it.
When did that blue come back?
We gotta bring my bitch back. You feel me? I believe the Her Twerk song is also on this mix because I sent it and was like, let's get some local artists on this beach. So I guess you gotta listen to Twerk Time in order to hear. You feel me? That's incentive, right? I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your mic is nowhere near you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Amira Show, y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed to work time. You feel me? Be safe getting ready to go out. You feel me? The mix will be available. What's wrong, Anthony? It was twerktastic.
Hey, Meg, you're not twerking right now.
Wow.
I burped away from the microphone.
I saw you.
But normally I burp in the microphone. So
I felt it.
Listen, normally I burp in the microphone, but I was trying to not do
that. Leviathan breath. Oh,
shit. I feel you.
It's a God of War reference.
Yeah, fucker.
Ooh.
Shout out to God of War.
I suck him.
Oh, my God. You did fuck her.
Right. We know your life.
That was not me. Who was it then, bitch? Who was it?
That was like everything in your body.
What the fuck?
You know what? I can't deal with this.
You can and you will.
I need a
you don't need shit. I'm sorry, what?
He needs a quarter pounder with cheese.
I'm going to say, listen, the burger is already on the menu.
My bad.
They just
Anthony,
renamed
right?
it a Travis Scott burger. There's still the actual right? burger available.
Is the Travis Scott burger over? That was quick. They got the Jay Blavin. Balvin. There we go.
He's a Mexican dude. I got him on it.
Yeah, because it was in Spanish. The damn order was in Spanish.
I like his. It's a Big Mac. Yeah, you buy the Big Mac with the fries. It's a medium fry. Uh-huh. And then you get a free McFlurry.
Got it.
Less emphasis on the pickles because regular Big Macs ain't got.
They Why do. Are they doing this?
Pickles come on a Big Mac. Every time I order it, because I get Big Macs a lot, y'all. And I get Big Mac, no pickles, with an extra slice of cheese.
There was a whole ass video calling this nigga a sellout for doing that, too. Travis Scott.
Oh.
Yeah, I
don't sellout?
How's if you get a percentage of the McDonald's. Funds,
listen.
How's that a sellout? We like
that nigga got a whole family now, too?
Did y'all not call him a sellout for having a baby?
That's more so why I would call him a sellout because he had a baby with Kylie. I don't fuck with Kylie. I don't fuck with the Kardashians. Yeah.
Listen.
If you
about,
do, that's fine.
Something about that Kardashian.
Got in and out, though. He was smart. He didn't get too close. You know,
that was not an in and out. That was years, okay? That was not an in and out.
But at least he didn't end up like...
I thought they were together.
Or like Kanye.
Like in love type shit.
Ain't nobody as worse as Kanye.
They not together in love type shit.
Kanye's still in that shit.
They moved on to Kanye.
So is the best.
Kanye's in there.
Kanye's still in it. They trying to keep their relationship under wraps so people can watch a stupid ass show. They back together. I thought you were talking about Tristan. Because Tristan's a basketball player too.
But Lamar was a
same Kardashian too.
Speaking of basketball players, did you hear Jeffree Star and his boyfriend broke up?
Nah. Did you hear he was a
yeah
robbed? Oh shit! shit.
So I don't know why I got so excited. He's a whole fucking scammer. Jeffree Star, his boyfriend.
I saw him last time he broke up with somebody.
Damn. Yeah, dude stole shit out of his house. Yeah. It was like, can you just return the things you took from me? No, bitch.
I wouldn't.
And then
I'm long gone. I'm countries away at this point.
Yeah. See, I don't really mess with him because he low key he high key racist.
I'm like, he
said he would put acid on a black woman's skin. Like,
yeah, see, I don't mess with him, but that's why I was so excited. Yeah. That was so funny.
I cracked up laughing when I seen that.
And then they said they think the whole thing was a scam because, like, his wife, His baby mama, she was crying every 5 seconds about this, and they said she's an actress.
Yeah.
They said, like, she wants to be an actress.
Busted.
So, like, she's really his baby mama, but she's really an actress, too. So, you know, all this. Hell, I was like, get your bag,
they got
bruh.
His followers up and everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what
the black community trusts him.
Get in your bag. Like, I support you.
Hold up. Speaking of Kanye, this nigga actually is on the ballot.
I'm pissed.
Is he?
Yeah, I got my absentee ballot, and yeah, I opened that bitch, and it says Kanye West.
He made it to the vice president.
Is that even his? Is that his real name?
It's on there. Yes.
Kanye West is.
Yeah. Yeah.
How
I might, you know, I might pull a white people card and vote for him just to be funny. You know, people piss me off. They was like, I'm just gonna vote for Trump and see what happens, bitch.
And you saw what the fuck happened. Quit trying to be funny.
Let's see what happens when I vote for Kanye.
You know what's sad? At this point, I would rather vote for Kim than Kanye. Sorry.
At least Kim uses her, what is she? Is she white?
She's Armenian.
I'm gonna say she tan so much, I don't know. But she uses her passing whiteness.
Kylie's white.
For justice.
Let me just. Kylie's white.
Kylie's white.
Because she forgets it all the time. Kylie's actually white. But
so she's half Armenian.
Yeah, but I say she's not fully Armenian.
Is Chris Armenian?
No. She's white.
So who's half Armenian?
The daddy's Armenian.
I thought you were talking about Kylie. I'm like, Kylie ain't half shit. Kylie whole white.
Not trying to discredit, you know, what you are.
No, I was with you.
But if you pass in white, you need to use that shit. I hate when people be out here like, but I'm this, I'm the third. But you're passing white. So ain't nobody questioning shit about you. Sorry. I had to deal with somebody in a bar.
Muhammad Ali say, but you're white.
That's what I'm saying. Bro. Like, I had to deal with a chick where I was like, people of color, this, I'm the third. It was during a march. And she was like, but I'm a person of color too. But if you look at her, she's passing maybe white, Mexicanish, or something like that. And I didn't have time to be like, but do you identify as an African-American?
But, ma'am, but when you're in a room and they say all the white people, all the people who are not black leave the room, do you leave the room?
Do you leave the room? You're leaving the room, so don't hit me with that. But I'm a person of color, too.
Do you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, I would say, because when you don't, because I feel like a person like that won't leave the room. And I'm going to look at you like...
Facts. Poor thing.
What, you got like a
she's
third?
A sweetheart, but she stressed me the fuck out. There was a black man giving instructions, which was very vital at the time, and at that point in time you need to be listening. And I heard her say, well, you can say it nicer.
Ooh.
I turned around, I was like, technically he does not.
Just do the crisis.
Shit,
like,
right now, like, do the shit. Now is not the time for your personal feelings to be involved in this shit. Damn. Anyways, I went off on a tangent.
Nah, but you know what? When I
If you're passing as white, please use that shit.
On the tangent, though, I do want to shout out to Amira. You know, she was in the New York Times, fucking leading marches.
Listen,
hurt.
Yes,
like, bitch. I don't know. I'm proud of you.
I didn't even know until someone hit me up like, bitch, you in the New York Times.
New
I was
York
like,
Times.
Oh God, what was I doing?
That was a big
deal. Amir, you're surprised.
When I seen you, like, on, like, four different lives, like, I just seen, like, close-ups of you, I was like, this bitch is about to be, like, I don't know, she's about to make it. Like, I don't know. I'm going to see her on something else.
I was low-key scared because people be snatching up protesters these days. So I was like, shit, don't put me in no position of
any type
of leadership, bro.
Hey.
Right, Jess work at the jail.
We will find you. Take a mirror if you want to, bitch. I'm going to find you.
We going to find you.
I was legitimately scared for a second. Like, oh my God, they're going to think I'm some type of a leader out in these streets. And I'm not. Please don't snatch me up.
I'm also proud of you because you ain't been locked up. Like, you got locked up at one time. And it's like,
I know she ain't been back. I be looking for her.
No. I can.
I do.
I do. I be watching the lives. I be like, okay.
I strongly believe black people need to stop getting locked up. We are not the ones that need to be locked up. I'm sorry. For my white allies, you know, I appreciate y'all and love y'all, but we literally saw the difference between Jason Downey being locked up and Shay K. Woolfolk being locked up. She got a felony for doing the same exact thing Jason Downey got, but she got the felony, probably because she's a black woman. So I don't need us black people to be getting locked up and getting hurt and shit. So I'm one of those people. I do not want to get locked up again. It is pointless. It is a waste of time. My friends was like on 12. Jasmine had to bring me food. Shout out, because that was dope. I eventually ate it. Anthony brought me liquor. It was
very I would say Ashanti was in on the food as well. Ashanti just had to go. Oh,
but she just had to go. Yeah.
Well, we brought her food when she got out.
Oh, yeah, I did have to go.
I was sad you weren't there when I got out. They was lying to us when we was going to get out, fuckers, and trying to keep us around.
I was sad about that, too.
Little shitheads. And they took my glasses and didn't get that shit back.
Fuck and you had to wait forever to get your actual phone back.
What's going on?
We had to search for that phone. If you just said fuck it, you wouldn't have had your phone back.
Facts!
Like, you had to take that initiative.
There would have been no phone. Jeez. But I got y'all. I'm not trying to go back to jail again. Fuck all that shit.
I'm sad that you were sad that I wasn't there.
I was sad. Jasmine was like, Shanti just left. And I was like, what the fuck, man? I need my whole welcoming crew. So Jasmine just flashed me a picture of an emoji with a dick.
And it said. It said with a stick.
It's just showing that. And look, it says niggas at the top. So. I read the whole thing. That's funny.
Fuck? What's it
say? It says, you turned the light off too fast. Let me see it.
Fine.
It ain't shame with his
there
dick.
It is.
It's funny. I remember I learned that in Girl Power. Like, my teacher was like, no, you need to turn that light on. You need to inspect. Because sometimes it comes, yeah, like it'd be stuff coming out of it or it'd be a bump that you didn't know about. And you would have just never
That's
knew
true.
Turn that light on.
That's true.
She told us how to hold it.
I sucked a nigga's dick that had a bump on it. I had to stop.
You saw the
See,
bump after
you're supposed
you
to inspect it before you suck it.
The lights was on. Yeah.
That's
some,
what the
some
test
bumps
was.
On the dick is saying, like, because the bumps.
Like some hair bumps or whatever the fuck.
No,
that'd
like,
be underneath,
it was
like the
tip.
Mushroom tip
like
on the dick,
like
that just comes from like not cleaning as well. But if you only have like three of them, it's okay.
I was listening, but did you say you scratched it?
Yeah.
Scratched what? I'm sorry.
The bump. He scratched the bump.
You scratched the bump?
And he said it was near the tip. I'm so concerned.
Oh my god.
With your teeth or something?
Why would you open that bump?
Yeah, I mean, to my teeth.
Oh my god.
It was on my free dick sucking
That's
days.
Scary. I mean, but you've been sucking dick since middle school.
So That's this like, was in middle school? He had a bumpy dick in middle school. He was going through things.
You
know what? What I can say is Jasmine wasn't sucking dick in middle school.
Jada was sucking dick in middle school.
Jasmine was taking dick in middle school because she's a thug.
I didn't suck dick or take dick till high school. No, I don't even think I sucked dick in high school. I didn't suck dick in high school. I took two dicks.
In high school?
Yeah, that's
right. Cute.
I was committed. I was in committed relationships.
Oh.
Until college. No. Until senior year of college. And I was like, fuck all gats. I want all of it. These niggas, this pillow.
Hey, look, I'm really cold. So this coat that she's giving off is feeling good.
I am freezing a little bit.
I'm burning up. My body's
fine. Okay. Ain't no pleasing you hoes. Yeah. First y'all hot, now y'all cool.
I'll turn my mic off.
You know what? We need to go back to the topic at hand.
Listen. I was just about to say, we coming to the end of the shop. Yeah. So I want to thank my squadron for participating in this conversation. I want to thank my friend for reaching out to me. Like, bitch, what's up, though? I need all the advice, and hopefully we was able to provide you some advice. If not, and you need more insight, bitch, we'll talk about it again with more insight.
And if you need some compassionate souls to hang out with, like, we will hang out with you.
We're cool as fuck.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about our little dirty down low lives, and you'll be feeling download. Like a saint.
Oh, my goodness. Did you say dirty down low lives?
Yeah, I was like, mostly talking about Jonathan.
That's a book title.
Hey, wait.
Yeah. I'm going to write a book.
We need books. We'll have books for you to read, and it'll all be fine. But you reach out to me, girl, and I got you.
Coming 2022.
We got all the books. Dirty Download Lives. It'll be a collaboration.
It's going to be a series. So, like, one's going to be about you, but I'm going to change the name. One's going to be about Jonathan. Might keep the name. And one's going to be about Ashanti. Oh, I said it. I'm sorry. One's going to be about Ashanti.
Well, she did. Well, they did say...
We earned that.
We earned the name.
And Johnny tried to plagiarize.
Tried to. I did plagiarize.
Right. He really got in trouble.
It was a full.
Full flag.
You right.
Mm-hmm. Flag on the motherfucker.
The blackboard caught that shit the moment I hit submit.
Good old blackboard. With that being said, such a great topic. Reach out for anything, of course. We're down to chat and get people through whatever we possibly can through our own experiences and our own knowledge. The fuck was that noise?
A vehicle.
Oh, the nigga in the charger was out there racing. So with that being said, thank you so much for tuning into the Amira Show. I need everyone around me to plug themselves. Go ahead, Anthony.
Do you smell?
What? Now we talking about middle school. That was some middle school shit right there. That was some
cooking.
I woke up. That was some middle school shit right there. All right.
Who do
the brow?
Oh God, no! Man, bring that leg back here.
Follow me on Instagram with your candy asses.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
Amira, know your role and shut your mouth. Ooh. No?
We are all at
lightly
a loss
turned
of
on, but can you focus, please?
Nah, keep going. This is funny.
This is how they talk in private. Like, we don't see this shit.
Tell us the truth.
Is that a phone?
On Instagram, in this house, The Rock says. The Rock says, follow me on Instagram. I don't know, I guess. I don't know. Understood. IGUESS. Oh,
yeah.
Give me my damn mic.
The Rock says.
Didn't he say, shut up and know your place?
Listen, fucker.
I think it was for him to say.
Shut your mouth.
He did say that. I said, this is some bedroom play. All right, we don't see
this
shit.
That's not what this is.
This is bedroom play.
Or is it? Are you evolving on me?
Right. This is
amazing.
His voice.
Facts. Kind of like it. But
see, that's what I'm saying.
Don't be showing that to the world. What the fuck? We're going to have a conversation later. Go ahead, Jasmine.
I don't think this is going to be a verbal conversation. All right. So.
It's going to be verbal. Someone's going to be hitting them high notes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, look, she was at a loss of words.
I was. I had to give you.
That was real clever.
That was beautiful. That was I like that. I like what you did.
You be having these moments here and there, so fuck you.
She don't like, you can't handle the truth.
I
was right.
Someone,
boy. So, my name is Jasmine. Co-host, I can't deal with y'all. Co-host of Film Drip. Follow us on Instagram at film.drip. Follow me, myself, at _ Jazzy's World. I knew it today. That's it. Oh, you can go to our website. It's filmdrip.com.
Oh, yeah, my website. Oh, go ahead. You can definitely go to our website. It's beautiful. You can follow me at Shanti.way. I also sell nudes, so DM me about that. And, on to you, Jonathan.
Pregnant nudes cost more.
OnlyFans coming soon. OnlyFans coming soon. Hi, y'all. This is Jonathan, the big and sexy black Barbie of Louisville, Kentucky. You can follow me on Instagram at _lovingjohn for all your motivational and beauty needs.
Oh, shit, you're done. Okay.
Yeah,
usually
your turn,
you take longer
bitch.
Than that.
Well, the first plug is what took the longest. I'm not going to plug myself. Proceeds to plug himself.
Facts. What the fuck?
Right.
I mean, you can hit me up on Facebook at John the Self Maple.
We're not doing this. We're not following you on Facebook. Right. I mean, we're already friends.
Twitter at Frozen Heart. But that's for other stuff, for X-rated stuff.
Not yours, you nasty.
I mean, I share my news.
I follow you. I ain't seen not one.
You ain't seen my most recent yet.
She probably has.
You know what? Amira,
she's traumatized and shut it out of her mind.
Mm-hmm. Amira, will you plug yourself?
Oh, yes. The Amira Show at the One Amira Show, because it's the only one that matters. One more time for the people in the bike. You can follow me on Instagram at the One Amira Show. I think you can find me on Facebook with that shit as well. There's no one in there, though. You can also hit up www.theamirashow.com for more content. There's been a lack of content on there, but content will appear at some point in life, especially with my twerk time. You feel me? With that being said, thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight. I really appreciate y'all. Cash App is $ Amira Avenue, all caps. I've never plugged my Cash App, but FemDrip, they do all the time, and I'm inspired. So I take donations, you know what I'm saying? Those who be reaching out to me like, bitch, you got an OnlyFans? I will if you start throwing money and you really make me feel like I need to start one, then yes. Amira Avenue, AmiraAve, all caps. Thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight. We about to be out this bitch. Have a safe and productive night twerking that ass on whoever's dance floor or whoever's dick. Or dildo. And with that being said, it's all love. Everyone say bye-bye.
Fuck you.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.